At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Takes a deep breath and deals. Crow Armstrong swings, and it's a high fly ball deep down the right field line. This one is gone! Grand slam home run! Pete Crow Armstrong! Cubs take the lead! 8-6 over the Reds here in the seventh.
We'd love to sign him long term. Obviously, those conversations in season are delicate, and it's something that I'm sure at some point we will revisit. But right now, we're just letting him focus on the season.
All right, I got a lot of questions here. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris.
Hello.
We are singing the seventh inning stretch tonight at Wrigley. By the way, wish us luck. Yeah, that'll be.
Not going to lie, a little jealous.
Bring your earplugs.
A little jealous.
So that was probably my favorite moment from Memorial Day weekend, the PCA Grand Slam. We want to know what yours is in our next segment, 312-644-6767. You can text. You can leave a voice message on the meatball machine. You can call if you're bored. We want to hear from you. But in this segment, that was Jed Hoyer on the morning show. And that was last week, right? It was last mm-hmm. week. Feels like forever ago on a holiday weekend. Jed, who is still in the last year of his contract. Jed talking about PCA and the concept of extending him, which we have also discussed. Mm-hmm. Then there's the piece of Kyle Tucker, who we bring up before. And I know that this is a topic that we will revisit until we have answers. It's going to be one of those constant discussions. But you brought up the question, out of those three, who's the most crucial extension? What did you say about it? Because I know you talked about it yesterday, but for this audience, it's good to bring up.
PCA, I'm from either side, I'm not in a huge rush to get him signed to an extent. If you're the Cubs, you probably get a discount on what you would have to pay him if he got to the end of the rookie phase of his career. So, but outside of that, I'm not in a huge, and if I'm PCA, I'm really not in a huge rush because my price goes up every single day. To quote Pusha T, yesterday's price is
not today's price
for PCA, and tomorrow's price won't be today's price if he keeps doing what he's doing. So from either side, I don't feel like there should be a lot of urgency to get him signed. Whenever you do, great, and we'll all be happy about it. Kyle Tucker, they have to re-sign or win a World Series this year, or they lost that trade.
Yep.
So there is a level of urgency there. But man, when you're talking about Jed Hoyer and where he's gotten this team in the 3-4 years that he's had control and since he took over for Theo as president of baseball operations, and I know, and we talked about it last segment, we weren't thrilled with the way last season. I think 2 years ago, we were all like, okay, 83 wins. It's a step in the right direction. This thing is moving it forward at least. And let's see what they do to sort of to get it over the hump. Last year, I felt like it was either a step back or at least like a little stagnant from and it was the exact same record. So a little stagnancy there. But big picture, to be where they are now, to be in first place, number one offense in the league. And you look at some of the young pieces that they have, along with acquisitions like Kyle Tucker and Seiya Suzuki, that from outside the organization. This plan is coming together the way you'd think a plan should come together in about 3 years, and that's with the restrictions of the Ricketts sort of tightening the purse strings
a
little bit.
The intelligent spending.
Exactly. So to me, the guy who sort of has put this whole thing together, the mastermind of this whole thing, probably the most important to keep locked in and keep this thing moving in the right direction, if nothing else, for the sake of consistency. And the guy who already started this plan, sort of seeing it through to the end, which hopefully is them holding up a World Series trophy again at some point.
If you lose Jed Hoyer at this point, you've lost the plot.
Yeah.
You've lost the plot, because I think he's the one who brought in Carter Hawkins for a reason. He wanted that institutional knowledge as well from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We just talked about how we're seeing pitchers come online in ways that are remarkably different than maybe even what we knew about them previously in their careers.
Yep.
Some of that is luck. Sure. Let's all admit that. But it's also knowing when to use the luck. You know, there is an art to that as well. He's the one who brought in Craig Counsell. And you talk about last season and all of this. And I compare last season to being disappointed because the Cubs communicated what their standard was going to be. They're mm-hmm. the ones who fired David Ross at the end of the season, where they arguably should have made the playoffs. You consider that slide from the beginning of September 2023 after they beat the Giants, and how they remarkably missed the playoffs that last month of the season. So you knew what the standard was going to be. Then they come back and they win 83 games again.
83.
And you knew roster-wise they didn't have enough. So Jed Hoyer does the spendy trade. It is expensive. I know it's expensive to get the star. I know it's expensive to get the established major league talent. But it's different when it's the team you're observing doing it, because it just feels that much more pricey.
Right, yeah.
It's that much more of a big swing.
Because you know the prospects. Like, I don't
Cam
know.
Cam Smith, you think I'm not going to watch him exactly. every single season to see how he becomes a major leaguer?
Yeah.
And you forget about these type of moments. You forget about what you're seeing right now with this lineup. And I will ask him at some point, but I feel like, because Jed is one of like two people who gets my humor, but I think I'm like, is your approach in all of this basically this could be us but you're playing? Because that's what I feel like he's doing, is he's like, hey, this is my last season and you guys want to spend intelligently, but doesn't this feel nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would probably do the same thing if I had the histone, so to speak.
Right, right.
I don't know, you know, I don't know that I would be as risk-taking as he has been, given the previous body of work.
Mm-hmm.
So he still, to me, is the most important part of all of this.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
And you have to give him enough resources to make sure that that happens in a way that makes it make sense.
When I was talking about this yesterday, somebody texted in and said, first you get Kyle Tucker extended, and if Jed Hoyer can do that, then you extend Jed Hoyer. Almost like Jed Hoyer's job relies on keeping Kyle Tucker. And I get that to some extent, because that was the big move this offseason. And as we talked about, it's kind of what has propelled this thing to some degree. But even if you can't keep Kyle Tucker, I want the guy who traded for Kyle Tucker and put all these pieces around him to be the guy to figure out how you rebound from that, how you fill that hole that Kyle Tucker may leave if he walks this year in free agency. I think as much as I want them to re-sign Kyle Tucker, and like I said, to me it's almost a must. You lost that trade unless you win a World Series this year or sign him to some kind of extension. Even if you can't, A, I don't put that on Jed Hoyer, because I think he'd open up, it's not his money, he'd open up the pocketbook for Kyle Tucker if he could, but he has whatever resources the Ricketts allow him. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to put it on him necessarily if they can't keep him. And if they can't, he's the guy I want figuring out, okay, where do we go now? What's the next move with the resources that we do have?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
2-4. I appreciate the passion, the fire and the passion of this text. No effing way is Jed Hoyer more important to re-sign than Kyle Tucker. That is a terrible take. I agree he should be back, but he doesn't play baseball. There is no argument that he is more important to retain one of the top five players in baseball. He got him here. And I think the issue is there are times where you and I, Rami, have read articles that say so-and-so, whatever GM is in there, whatever influential person, Theo, for example, convinced the Red Sox management. I know Alex Bregman is hurt right now, but he convinced them to spend. You have to have somebody like that.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody who says to management and to ownership, especially when ownership doesn't necessarily want to spend, this is why you should do this. And here is why. And I feel like Jed Hoyer has earned that with this Cubs ownership. I don't necessarily know that Carter Hawkins by himself or name other GM who's available right now in the bigs. Craig Breslow would have been that person potentially. He is now with the Red Sox. You know, so I don't necessarily know that it gets done in another way. Like, it's not like, and I'm not saying that Tom Ricketts isn't open to discussion, but the importance of an executive who can prove to you that the spending works
in
this baseball climate is absolutely key.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's part of the job. You know, every GM, every president of operations throughout the world of sports wants all the money in the world to work with. You know what I mean?
But my job would be a lot easier if I could write a check to everybody.
Exactly. So, but there's going to be a budget, and part of their job is trying to convince their boss to increase the budget a little bit more, to open the wallet a little bit more. If the right opportunity should strike for the right player at the right price, you know, and so I do think that's a big aspect of those guys' jobs. It's not just convincing the players, hey, come here for the amount of money that we want to pay you. It's convincing ownership, hey, we should pay that guy that amount of money to for X, Y, and Z reasons.
I also think that let's be realistic about Kyle Tucker, who got traded here from the organization that he had known, where he had spent all of his career, a wildly successful one that got to seven straight ALCSs. That guy knows what the playoffs are all about.
Yep.
So he is earning his keep. He's going to test the market.
Which he should.
Right. Like, he's earned it. He's earned that opportunity. He now knows what it's like to play in another place. I swear to you, it gets warmer, Kyle Tucker. They tell me it gets warmer outside. I am waiting to see it.
We do have summer here. We do have summer in Chicago.
What?
I don't know what about this weekend just drove me batty.
It's Memorial Day weekend. This is supposed to be the weekend that we get out and we're like, yeah,
and
summer.
I have so much fun with my friends. Like, the Astros were in town, and one of my friends is the Astros sideline reporter, and she, like, loves 100-degree weather. She's in the right place for her. And she's like, why am I wearing a coat in May? And I was like, oh, it's always Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is when it gets warmer. Like, just trust me on that. I've been here for 10 years. Wrong. Nature was like, no, Layla, that is not going to be the case. I award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, make no assumptions about the weather in Chicago at any time of year.
Not okay, Bob from the 815. It might have been nice where you were, but in the city proper, it was not. It was cold, it was windy, and I was angry about it. That's pretty
much
the name
of that team.
You're
still angry about it.
I am still angry about it.
You said you were angry. No, you are angry about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to warn you guys. There's going to be a day where it's really nice outside, and I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be a lizard. I'm going to be a lizard sitting on a rock, soaking up sun, lifting my chin into the air.
Now, when you make the call that you're not going to be here that day, is it going to be just the weather is too nice? I won't be at work today? Or do you?
I don't know how I'm going to craft
okay.
it.
All right.
I'm just going to be like, I'm not here today.
Okay.
And you will find me outside. And I will be literally sitting outside sunning myself, trying to get the life force back from what this weekend took from me.
And I encourage you to do that.
It's the 10-month season. That's what drives me batty. That's when I cross the line at the 10-month winter.
I don't even really
the
like summer.
The 9-month winter, okay, you can kind of convince
yeah.
me. But when it's 10, we got beef.
I don't even really like summer. I don't like warm weather, but this is ridiculous.
For God's sakes, we had a haboob. We had an actual sandstorm, and we can't get like just a 70-degree day on Memorial Day weekend?
Haboob. I like that.
I'm into the bargaining of things I cannot control. Weather and the Cubs roster and front office. Like, I'm here to try to make sense out of all of it.
Would you trade the success that the Cubs are having right now for some warm weather, Layla Rahimi?
No.
Okay. No. I wouldn't either. No.
Yeah. Robbie, immediately. No.
No.
Okay. I guess I'll just
That's
wear
a
coat
take.
For infinity until this. supposedly nice later this week, right? That's what the weather app
70s,
says right now.
70s.
And then it's going to be like, psych, never mind, 50.
There's one of our five on a questions for later. Would you embrace global warming? For a World Series.
Climate change.
I'd think about it.
Listen, I've been on both sides of this, okay? Neither one are good. All right. And being in constant fear of a hurricane is also not fun. Neither is being in constant fear of a tornado. All of the options suck. I want to warn you.
I'm just going to spray aerosol cans into the air.
That's a bad take.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.